Hi everyone, I'm John Lim, and this is the Enterprise Agility Podcast. We're back again with Sankhadeep Dhar and Andy Jordan to continue our conversation on managing Gen AI strategy. We'll also get some perspective on recommendations and frameworks from our experts regarding implementation of said strategy. To get us started, here's Andy with a recap of what was discussed in the last podcast.
Just as a reminder, Sankhadeep, in the last podcast, summarized the perspective that organizations need to have when it comes to strategy by saying, first off, it's essential that you create a generative AI strategy if you haven't already done so. And when you're moving into that delivery phase, it's essential that all the individuals, all the teams, all the business areas fully understand what the strategic priorities and direction are on AI and are able to align with that. Otherwise, you're never going to achieve anything. And then the second point was that organizations have to ensure that they're removing those inherent organizational roadblocks, which is really all about the idea of enterprise agility, building an organization that can adapt and adjust when necessary with the minimal amount of disruption and the maximum amount of effectiveness and efficiency. Every company has to be able to do that. Every company has to have an AI strategy, and they have to be able to execute on it. Otherwise, they're simply going to be left behind. And the good news is that ServiceNow is there to help organizations to achieve that. So, Sankhadeep, let me ask you a really easy question and say, what is it that organizations need to consider when they are putting this AI strategy together? You mentioned last time about the focus on business priorities, not just on IT, and you talked about the COE teams and that. Let's explore that a little bit more. Help organizations to understand what should be part of this AI strategy. What are the factors to consider?
Thanks, Andy. And for your easy question, I will respond that with an easy answer. So, let's talk about this AI strategy. What should be considered when creating one? Well, turns out it is not really that hard if you think about it. And here are a few things that companies may want to keep in mind when coming up with the AI strategy. The first one is start with a vision, which is in line with your overall enterprise vision. Your AI vision doesn't sit on an island, and it should be heavily influenced by the industry that you're in, by your business, and is also influenced by the learnings of the experimentations which the COE teams had been doing so far. The next one is to define clear objectives. What kind of business outcomes do the company expect to deliver with AI? These should be clearly identified and measured so that the company knows that it is on the right track. The third one is to not forget and actually leverage your enterprise architects. And they are so critical in the Gen AI journey because they will help you to choose the right AI technology. For example, which large language models you would want to invest on. They would also help with decisions such as build versus buy strategy for AI. And they will guide the organization to avoid risks and technical debts. And the next one, Andy, is my own personal favorite one, which is to involve everyone in the organization in this AI journey, because this will help you to collect ideas for use cases which might have been previously unknown. You should also consider to educate your whole workforce so that they can reap the benefits and use AI in a very confident and also responsible way. And if you really think about this, Andy, this is key in removing many organizational roadblocks. And it is also super important to bring everyone on the same level playing field on this new tech. So expect a lot of new initiatives related to learning and skill upliftment in the coming months and quarters. And finally, execution. This is super critical because it will help you so that the right AI use case is identified across the whole value stream, that the right work is prioritized and then built and deployed.
Excellent. I think that's critical what you said there about learning and growth and understanding, Sankti, that the focus is so much on removing people from the process with AI, but it's not about that at all. It's about ensuring that people can leverage the technology in order to make their life easier. And I know that ServiceNow has a lot of focus on how to achieve that. There's a framework in place, recommendations for how organizations can be assisted through this process. So can you talk a little bit about that? Can you talk a little bit about the ServiceNow framework and recommendations on this support, this help for AI strategy?
Yeah, sure, Andy. And our recommendation is really about enterprise agility. Now, enterprise agility is not about executing projects faster. It is making sure that the whole enterprise machinery, starting from strategic planning, business and enterprise architecture, your portfolio teams, your product teams, and delivery teams, everyone works together in sync towards delivering business outcomes. And our framework for enterprise agility is pretty simple, and it's actually a three-step model. So step one is all about strategic planning and creating your AI strategy and strategic priority is in fact part of this strategic planning. For example, what we are seeing with many of our customers that majority of companies' AI priorities are aligned to outcomes such as customer experience and retention, revenue growth, and cost optimization. It is also here that you will fund your AI strategic initiatives and programs. We are seeing that companies are funding AI work from enterprise budget and not necessarily only using IT budget. And consider to fund AI experiments too, because remember that majority of these experiments may not even result into tangible results. Well, and that's why they are called experiments, right, Andy? And it also helps organizations to fail fast and helps them to learn in that process. You will also set up measurable goals and targets for outcome realization and create the high-level strategic roadmaps. What we also recommend is to leverage our strategic planning workspace with goals, frameworks, and roadmapping capabilities and investment funding for this step. Now, moving on to step two, which is all about alignment. So at this point, I want to do another recap from our last podcast where we talked about experimentation. And our suggestion is to not limit it to IT alone. And if your company has created an AI center of excellence, like many other companies do, then make sure that you have people from non-IT as well, like business functions and from your core business in that AI center of excellence. So this will ensure that the team is very close to the business and works together with the business to identify the right use cases, which will help the team to better articulate the value and business outcome of those use cases. Now, analysts like Gartner, they recommend to scrutinize these AI use cases from the angle of, for example, business value versus feasibility. What we also recommend is to make it very easy for your users to submit these ideas and use cases. For example, leverage ServiceNow portal so that your user base can easily submit these ideas and demands related to GenAI. For experimentation, leverage our brand new collaborative work management. And that is a great way to equip your COE teams for cross-team collaboration. And with strategic planning workspace, score your use cases. Remember, not all use cases are equal, and prioritize them. And then align these use cases with the strategic priorities and outcomes. Moving on to step three, which is all about execution. Now, within the GenAI context, faster turnarounds and getting regular feedback from the user base is key. So if you are executing in an agile framework, it really helps. Otherwise, if you are combining traditional project management with agile, what we call as hybrid projects, that helps a lot too. And for this very reason, we support the whole spectrum on how delivery teams want to execute work. Now, as someone responsible for delivery, you may want to think about how you will want to find the right people to do the work. For example, getting the skilled people with prompt engineering skills, with AI and data skills are key to create the right team. And for your portfolio teams and leadership team, they care about if the company even has the right people with the right AI skills to support the new world. And this is where skill-based resource management and capacity planning becomes so important. So forgetting feedback from your users, leverage our product feedback capability, which will help you to manage every form of feedback and quickly analyze it with very actionable insights. So to summarize this discussion, Andy, I would like to do it in 2 points. The first point is, from a strategic perspective, align this with your overall enterprise vision. And the second point is, from a strategy execution perspective, think in terms of strategic planning, alignment, and execution. This will help you to bring diverse teams together and make workflow, thereby significantly improving your enterprise agility.
I think that's critical. I think that's so important, Sankdeep, that organizations need to recognize that, yes, GenAI is disruptive. Yes, it changes the game in so many different ways. But at the end of the day, it's still just effective strategic planning, effective strategic execution, and making sure you're achieving the business outcomes. It's a new way of doing it, but those fundamentals haven't changed. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. I think you're getting a better understanding now of not just the idea of GenAI, but also how ServiceNow can help support it. And in the next podcast, Sankadeep's going to go into that in even more detail and talk specifically around how GenAI is working with the ServiceNow platform suite of solutions in order to help organizations to make even more progress around incorporating GenAI into their strategy. So please join us for that.